Governor Parnell has declared a state disaster for damage from the November West Coast storm and is asking for a presidential disaster declaration. Damage inspectors tallied $30 million in damage from high winds, water, and ice. The governor's move engages the state's emergency response programs across 800 miles of impacted coastline. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
The declaration covers much of the west coast of the state, from the North Slope borough going south through the Bering Strait region all the way to the Togiak area. The declaration activates Alaska's public and individual assistance programs. The state is reporting $29.9 million in damage, the majority of which is eligible for federal highway funding. The state says that's for erosion on the Nome Council Highway, headed east out of Nome. The cost to repair the road is in the $20 million range. There are reports of washouts and damage from large rocks and logs thrown onto the road. Outside of the highway damage is $8.5 million for the state to address. Damage inspection teams have been to 15 of the communities that were impacted. They found damage to roads, airports, helipads, utility systems, and seawalls, in addition to private property, according to Jeremy Zedek, a public information officer with the State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.
There is widespread damage. In some communities, it was quite minor, but that can add up really quickly. And just because a community is experience minor damage, multiple different incidents of minor damage can really add up to a severe impact on the community.
The state is now planning to branch out to communities hit by the storm, sending out teams to establish disaster assistance centers. Depending on the scope of damage, some disaster filings will be done over the phone. Zedek says the state will know within a few days where it will establish centers, and they're beginning work now before the federal determination is made.
In Alaska, the geographic distances, the tough time that we have traveling out to communities, it's important that we don't wait on a federal disaster declaration, that we start to do that work for our state programs.
Governor Parnell is beginning with a $1 million expenditure before the status of the presidential declaration is determined. If the federal declaration is made, the state would cover 25% of costs, with the federal government providing 75% of funds. Teams from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, have been working with the state since the onset of the storm. Whatever the status of the federal declaration, Zedek says the task at hand now is to get precise costs figured out.
Those teams will go back out and really work with the communities to put some very hard numbers on what each individual project will cost. So the first one was just an estimate, and now we have the authorization to go in with our state public assistance and our state individual assistance to really quantify each and every project.
The state's public assistance program covers damage to public infrastructure and the costs of emergency operations. The individual assistance program goes towards damage to individual homes and property. The maximum amount for state individual assistance in 2011 is $15,700. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.